Okay, let's start then. Hi everyone, I am Dario and thanks for coming to see this talk about performance testing and benchmarking for virtualization. So let's start. What I have here is a really non-comprehensive list of tools of testing, benchmarking, CI tools that exist already, that are out there and can be used. And the purpose, the aim of having this list up was to give the idea that there are quite a few of them already, as we probably all know. So, I mean, I hope you don't think that with this talk I am going to talk about and propose to use yet another one. Will I? Of course I am. And, well, that's actually not entirely true, and we will see about that a little bit later. But let's introduce the subject of performance benchmarking with thinking about how you would assess the performance impact of, let's say, a change in the code. For example, let's say that the change is in the Linux kernel, but it, well, theory could be anywhere. And what you do for figuring out whether this change brings performance, any difference in performances, so better or worse performance, you run a benchmark without the change applied. Then you run the same benchmark, actually, most of the time more than one benchmark. You rerun them with the change applied, and then you check the difference, if there is any. Now, this is what you do for, let's say, bare metal benchmarking. What about if we put virtualization into the picture, into the equation? Then turns out that things becomes a little bit more complicated because there are quite a few more cases that you have to think about and actually go checking. This is just an example. So the example where you have to consider all the cases when the change that you are interested is either nowhere, so neither in the host kernel nor in the virtual machine kernels, or it's only in one of them, in one of these places, either on the host, only on the host, or only on the guest, or it's in both. And you have to run the same benchmarks in all these cases and figure it out. Of course, this depends on your use case, on the work that you are interested, but in general, it could be like this. Also, one of the other differences is that in this case, the benchmarks, yes, they still run, but they run inside the virtual machines. Quite obvious, but let me just point it out. Let's now focus on, for example, these two situations where we want to see the difference, whether no change whatsoever or change applied both host and guest. Is it really always the case that this is okay, this is enough, so we want to check the performance when running only one virtual machine? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe we want, we also care about use cases where on the host there are multiple virtual machines running. And so now what is happening is that you have to rerun your benchmark, not only in all these different use cases, not only in just one virtual machine, but in multiple virtual machines, and most of the time at the same time. So basically what you would need is something, some tool that would help you, as for example the developer of such a change, of the change that we are talking about, a tool that would help you to run benchmark inside virtual machines. That's the first thing. But you probably want to be able to run benchmarks inside multiple virtual machines, and you may want to be able to run the benchmarks inside multiple virtual machines at the same time, and if they run at the same time and you are interested in the results of all these benchmark runs in all these virtual machines, then you also had to think about a way of making sure that the benchmarks are running in a kind of synchronized way, because you want all the CPU benchmarks to start at the same time. And if the benchmark, if each one of these benchmarks does, for example, multiple iteration, then also the single iteration inside the benchmarks needs to be synchronized. Otherwise, the results that you will get are, not usually not the one, not so interesting and may not want the maybe not the one that he wants. So let's speak briefly about this tool called MMTest. It's not really a new tool because it's basically a test suite, a benchmarking suite, which is out there since quite a while. It was born as a tool for testing and benchmarking memory management code in the Linux kernel. The original and still the original author and still the maintainer and main developer is my colleague at SUSE, Mel Gorman. And but yeah, it has evolved a lot since these days. It's not only MM only. It lives there, that GitHub address. You can go try it and and talk to us if there is something that you don't that doesn't work for you or have questions. You can open GitHub issues, but we are not yet monitoring those very actively. So the best thing is to email either Mel or me. And yeah, what is it? It's a collection of Bash and Perl. And what it does is it fetches, it configures, it builds, and then it runs one or more benchmarks. It also collects and stores on the file system the results, and it lets you compare the results of different runs. And we have, and there are statistics that you can look at, and you also can, and it also can plot. And it supports what we call monitors. So basically, this is a very nice feature, according to me at least. While you can configure the things in such a way that while the benchmark are running, then the tool will sample for you stuff like top, VM stat, MP stat, and then you will have these numbers as well. And also, it's also integrated, at least up to a certain extent, with Perf and Trace, so both monitor and tracing, if you want. There are quite a few benchmarks that are already available, already pre-configured there, if you just clone the sources and want to try one of these. Each one of them is there with multiple multiple and different configurations. There is a directory in the code where all the configuration files are stored, and there are multiple configuration files for most of these benchmarks. Some of them, and there are also scripts, let's say, that will generate more variations, so even more configuration files, so even more diverse configurations, again, for the various benchmarks. This is an example of a configuration file. It's just a collection of Bash exported variables. Of course, there are some, this one here, which are more or less common to all the benchmarks. This is the monitors that I was saying before. You can choose which one you want to be active while running the benchmark. And there are some other which are specific for the benchmark. Now, for fully understanding them, you have to know at least a little bit what the benchmark does and how it works. But once you do that, it's pretty easy to, for example, change the number of iterations that you want a stream to run for each benchmark, or the placing policy with for OpenMP or the build flux or whatever. So yeah, that's how you use it. So you use the script, which is called runmmtests. .sh, you specify the config file, you specify a name for that particular run, then you do another run after you having, I don't know, applied your changed the configuration, whatever it is that you want to measure the difference between. And then you can compare the results. You can use this compare kernel wrapper scripts, which has its own parameters, or you can use directly these other facilities which MMTest provides, and which I'm showing you in